This is Insight Live on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. French films for your weekend, perhaps? The 18th annual Sacramento French Film Festival returns to the Crest Theater. 20 feature films and 20 short films in the lineup. It all begins this Friday. It continues through next weekend. The opening film this Friday might surprise you. It's a feel-good comedy. It's set in a day shelter for homeless women. It has become the surprise hit of the year in France, and in the studio with me is Cécile Mouette-Downs, executive and artistic director of the Sacramento French Film Festival. Hello, Cécile.
Hi, Beth.
The title of that film is...
Les Invisibles.
The Invisibles, yes. Right. Which gives us a chance to talk a bit about homelessness in entertainment. And joining this conversation is Kimberly Church with Sacramento Safe Spaces for Unhomed Youth. Hi, Kim.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here.
So, thanks,
Cécile,
so
start by telling me more about this film and the storyline.
So this film takes place, like you said, in a day shelter for women. And the social workers are all women as well. And they're all portrayed by famous actresses in France, whereas all the homeless women are portrayed by either homeless women or former homeless women who lived through this life. And it's a very, very funny film. The shelter is set to close, and so the social workers are like, no, we're not going to let our women, you know, go out in the street like that. So they just like bend the rules. They organize some kind of a boot camp for integration, and it's very, very funny. The actresses, you know, the homeless women are so full of humor despite their very difficult situations. And yes, it's a feel good film, and it's we're very happy. You know, we know that in Sacramento, and when you know you have the festival at the Crest Theater in downtown,
you can see the homeless community,
and so we're very happy to be able to present something that's so topical in Sacramento, because our festival, you know, it's like everywhere in the world we have the same stories. You know, homelessness is also a big issue in France and probably everywhere else in the world. And what we bring is like maybe a different way to tell the stories. So, you know, we all have the same stories.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is how we tell the stories. And in this film, it's a comedy.
We're going to listen to a little bit of the trailer. It's obviously going to be in French. The films are subtitled in English throughout the festival. But here's a little bit of The Invisibles.
C'est 8h, pas 7h55. Je sais pas pourquoi vous êtes en train de chouiner là. Vous entrez, vous sortez vos cartes du centre.
C'est son pseudonyme, la Ticheline. Brigitte Bardot.
Brigitte Bardot.
Je te prends rendez-vous aux affaires sociales, t'es d'accord avec ça?
Ah ouais, allez.
Vous les chouchoutez trop et c'est pour ça qu'elles reviennent chez vous. Seulement 4% sont arrivés à se réinsérer. On ne peut pas continuer à dépenser sans résultat, on ne peut plus.
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? On ne repart.
Chantal, elle sait réparer des trucs. Ça se trouve, les autres aussi, elles savent faire des choses. C'est peut-être comme ça qu'on peut les aider.
Moi, j'étais soignante.
Moi, j'ai travaillé dans une agence immobilière.
T'as fait ça pendant combien de temps?
So the music gives you the uplifting feel. I don't know what they're saying. I heard Brigitte Bardot in there.
Because they do, like they have all the women choose their own pseudonyms.
So
they decide to be, you know, to be called the way they...
Okay. Kim, do you think we're ready for a comedy about homelessness in the United States or in California?
I think comedy is a really good medium to show and highlight contradiction. And I think as an advocate and as somebody who works hand in hand with unhomed people, there are some days where the only two choices we have is to either cry about it or laugh about it. Mm. And I find that people who can maintain their sense of humor, even in the face of this sort of adversity, really brings them a sense of calm. And so we've been offered the opportunity to give some unhoused people some tickets on Friday night. And so we're looking forward to having some locally unhoused and unsheltered people be able to answer that question themselves after they've seen the film, which would be great.
You did organize a panel discussion afterwards, so there will be this Q&A opportunity.
There will be a Q&A with actually members of the local homeless community, David André and Susan Hastings. Mm-hmm. And yes, we really look forward to this conversation after the film to see, you know, how people, our audience react, how the homeless community reacts to, because probably things are so very different in France. And so maybe something could be like, oh, this is the way it goes.
But so I describe this as an unexpected hit in France,
oh, yes,
too.
So it's a small film. Didn't cost a lot of money to make, and it was at a time, you know, there was all the yellow vests movement, the social unrest in France, and I think that probably, you know, helped people, you know, going to see something that, you know, is not like your usual story.
And it's not that characters who are living without homes haven't shown up in American movies before. We haven't explored this theme. But an actual comedy set in a women's shelter, that does feel like a new twist. And for young people in particular, Kim, mm-hmm, which is a group that you work with, mm-hmm, how does it make a difference to have that lifestyle show up in a piece of entertainment that's popular?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing what they have to say about it. I was actually excited that they were looking forward to going to this film. The trick with folks that are living in deep poverty is that they normally don't get exposed to that aesthetic need that we have as humans, right? Because they're so worried about the food that they don't have and the shelter that they don't have. So I think just an opportunity to actually have a nice Friday night and going out and seeing something and maybe seeing themselves reflected back in the stories that are being told.
That is Kim Church with Sacramento Safe Spaces for Unhomed Youth. Is that word unhomed sort of new in its usage?
I'd say it's probably newer to mainstream media, but it's been used by people who live outdoors longer than those of us who haven't. And it really is meant to either unhomed or unhoused or people living outdoors. It's really meant to disrupt the dominant narrative that sort of others people who live without indoor shelter, because the word homeless does not describe a whole person, it describes an aspect of a person. So most people will, living on the streets, will say, it's acceptable to say, I'm a person experiencing homelessness.
That's the phrase we've tended to use more often.
I am not homeless.
Mm. I'm also talking with Cecile Moet Downs from the Sacramento French Film Festival. So The Invisibles is Friday night at what time?
At 7 p.m.
And there are still tickets available.
Oh, there's still tickets.
At the Crest Theater downtown.
But the day of.
The festival continues. Oh, did you hear what she just said? Come the day of. That works too. Mm-hmm. So let me mention a few of the other films. A darker film, Mother's Instinct.
Oh, this is a thrilling thriller. This is a desperate housewife going bad.
Oh, okay. Do we have a bit of that? We do. Clip.
Elle va se venger sur Théo. Je ne veux plus que tu utilises ce passage, d'accord?
Là, c'est pas elle qui me fait peur.
Tu ne crois pas? Elle te manipule et tu ne vois pas!
Je devrais te faire enfermer.
Okay, it might get really intense here.
It is
a psychological
very
thriller. Yes. All right. One, though, that's really fun, an animated family film called Delili Apelli.
Yes.
All right. Let's listen to a clip.
Je m'appelle Delili.
Une princesse qui vient de l'autre bout de la terre. En avant vers Paris.
Ma première journée dans Paris. C'est extraordinaire. Quel bonheur d'être avec toi dans ton triporteur.
Une autre fille est enlevée. Les malmaîtres ont encore frappé.
I want to see those kids. They sound so cute.
This is a great animated film directed by Michel Oslo. And the beauty of it is that the animated characters are inserted in photographs of Paris in real life. And it's absolutely beautiful. And it's about this young Kanak girl who's been brought to Paris to be part of this, you know, these fake villages, African villages, or to that they had at the international exhibition. And she's just she just speaks French so beautifully because she learned, you know, in school. And she's just amazing. And it's a beautiful film.
It just won the César for, yes, best
animated
feature. All right. So the children's film you just heard is Sunday, June 30th at 11 a.m. That darker film, Mother's Instinct, is Saturday, June 22nd, this Saturday at 1:25 p.m. There's a lot more to know. We'll post a website online at capradio.org/insight. I hope you're up for a lot of films, Kim, but good luck on the Friday night adventure with everyone.
Thank you so much.
And what was great, sorry, I just want to add, is that Kim and other people offered these seats. And the great thing is that people are interested to come and see other films than just this one. So okay. We are very excited.
We got to go. That's Insight. Thanks, everybody.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on a summer holiday.